You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. The state's largest mental health authority is having trouble finding its next CEO. And it's calling attention to some of the chronic problems within the Detroit-Wayne Mental Health Authority. That authority serves nearly 80,000 people with severe mental illnesses, developmental disabilities, and substance use disorders. It oversees a budget of more than $700 million in Medicaid funds. The agency is now being called out for wasting too much of that money. I'm here with Tracy Samilton, who's been reporting on these developments. So the Detroit-Wayne Mental Health Authority chose a new CEO. Who was it?
Willie Brooks, and he currently works at the Oakland Mental Health Authority.
But Brooks is not the new CEO. What happened?
No, he is not. There were contract negotiations, and at some point during those negotiations, things fell apart, and he withdrew his name.
So the Detroit-Wayne Mental Health Authority chose another person for CEO. Who was that?
And that was Joy Calloway, and she works at an agency called New Center Community Services, and her organization is one of the groups that the authority found out had been overbilling and owed them money.
Well, that doesn't look good. I understand that the county stepped in.
Yes, Warren Evans sent letters to the authority, and he, keep in mind, he recommends people to be board members, but he sent a letter and then another sort of more stern letter. I really mean it this time. I don't want you to hire Joy Calloway because of this conflict.
So she withdrew from the hiring process.
She did indeed.
I understand that is not the only example of overbilling, that there's another group that might have overbilled even more.
Yeah, by up to $20 million over the years. This is a group called ICA, and they were caught padding their bills by 2%. When they found out, the CEO then, Tom Watkins, wanted to get the money back. The authority board members stepped in and said, no, we're only going to make them go back a year of what they owe.
So why are they doing this?
You know, I have talked to a lot of people for the story on background and on the record, the few who felt that they could be on the record. And many people think it's just maintaining relationships. We don't want to rock the boat here. Everybody has a relationship with everybody else, and let's just keep going as is. Let's keep the status quo. It's too much trouble to rock the boat. I don't know.
But why are people unwilling to talk to you? I don't get that.
Okay, so that I can tell you for sure. It's because they're afraid of retaliation by the authority. I spoke to Jeff DeLay. He is one of the few people who could talk to me on the record. He's the former CEO, COO of the authority, and he told me people have too much to lose.
And I would say, why don't you go on the record? You know, it's an open meeting, and they all just kind of looked at me, you know, like us from Mars, because the biggest fear is if you go on record against the board, you're going to lose your contract.
Hmm. Who leads the Detroit-Wayne Mental Health Authority board?
Herbert Smitherman. He is a physician who works for Wayne State University Physicians Group.
Has he explained why the overbilling was forgiven or why the board would want somebody affiliated with that organization to be the CEO of the Detroit-Wayne Mental Health Authority?
We reached out multiple times asking Dr. Smitherman to be part of the story and to agree to an interview, and those requests were declined.
So if money's wasted or missing, who gets hurt by this? What happens to the people who are actually supposed to receive these services?
They get fewer services. We've got 80,000 people. Some of them are severely mentally handicapped. Some of them have developmental disorders, substance abuse disorders. They need these services desperately. And the less money that the authority claws back, that's less money that goes down the chain.
Claws back, you mean like when they overbilled?
And, that's right. If they don't go back and get that money back, they have less money to give to the people who are taking care of the people who need services.
So if the Detroit-Wayne Mental Health Authority Board, with a budget of $730 million in Medicaid funding each year, is suspected of wasting money, taxpayer money, has the state of Michigan been looking into this?
They have, to a limited degree. I did speak to Stacey Sampson. She heads the ethics division within the State Office of Inspector General. And she said, to a certain extent, these are decisions that we let the board do. And then when I told her about these conflicts of interest that a lot of people were talking about and these overbillings and, you know, even some suggestions that people were billing things they shouldn't have been billed, she told me a lot of it was new to her.
Now that you've brought these other instances to my attention, we will reach out to Detroit Wayne to obtain additional information and determine what, if any, action should be taken.
So where are we now? Do they have a CEO for the authority?
They have an interim CEO, somebody that has stepped up from within the organization to take that role.
But they're still trying to hire one.
They're back to the drawing board, essentially, yes.
That's Tracy Samilton, who's continuing to look into some apparent irregularities at the Detroit Wayne Mental Health Authority. Looking forward to your reporting on this.
Thank you. Me too.